That's sparkling. We got a wrong. We got the wrong shipment in. We got sparkling.
You got sparkling. It's supposed to be still.
It's supposed to be still.
I called Iceland.
They said we don't even make it
That's
here.
A fast flight. Just go there like nothing. Wake up and say I'm going to Iceland. I don't give. You can just do it.
Really?
Yeah, four and a half, 5 hours.
Yeah. It's a quick flight out of Boston, and well, I don't know I guess you don't need a visa.
No. I don't think you do. I think you just hop right on.
Just what do you do though? You can do the Reddit thing, like hot, you know, like bathhouses near me.
Yeah. You have to hunt in. You're in another language.
Oh,
is Icelandic? This is a language, right?
Yeah, Icelandic.
It's brutal, right? Isn't
yeah,
it?
It's like close to like what?
Sounds like. What is it? Is it harsh?
It's like Y's and K's.
Norse.
Icelandic to English.
Yeah, I can do that.
Icelandic to English, yeah. Like, hey, what's up? My name is
Egg.
My name is Rake.
My name is
wow.
Rake.
Hey, Egg, hey to Rake. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So you can get there.
And you didn't
five hours.
You didn't do Iceland. Oh yeah, 5 hours.
I had a layover there. That's it.
Like that's
not bad though for another country that's completely like another
completely
world,
completely alien. So yeah. That's kind of yeah. I mean, there it is. There's your answer. There's a concept of being mellow that if anyone feels like it.
Oh, just gave blood. I don't know if I should get mellow.
Oh,
you gave blood?
Just to keep it sealed. I gave blood. Yeah.
You cleaning,
good of
cleaning
you.
Your blood?
I'm cleaning it. I'm also, it's also gay friendly at the blood bank.
Mm-hmm.
There are pictures of homosexual men holding up, ping pong paddles that say I donated today.
Do I have time to give blood before we begin?
You do. We should postpone this and go give blood together.
I'm going to go get blood.
Get blood. Yeah.
I want to chew the bottom of a blood bag and then crank it.
What do those gay guys do with it after they pour it on their and they
it's so gooey.
Ew.
Oh.
They say like blood is super slippery. I never forgot that my father-in-law was like a forensic detective for the state police. And he goes, the slipperiness and the smell of rotting blood will make you insane.
It's like the fat and cholesterol and stuff.
It's like, you lose your footing and you're like thinking about it. And then like,
it smells.
And that makes you puke too when you lose your footing. I remember you stepped on the shit, the human shit.
Yeah.
And the fact that you slipped, then you started gagging.
It's not a fun equilibrium. It's like a carousel that's now spinning upside down. Yeah. You're like, oh no. It's a car sick plus a migraine.
All of a sudden hydroplaning on your own feet.
Well, and you felt the viscosity.
Of shit. Yes.
You felt the fibrous.
Ugh.
I knew that it wasn't gum. I knew it wasn't a sandwich.
It couldn't have been cake or anything.
It wasn't cake frosting.
It's not gum.
It's just a little too thick for cake frosting.
Imagine gum with that consistency. It's just dog shit falling out of your mouth as you're trying to chew it.
So it only comes in shit flavored. It's for freaks.
But it's totally clean and pure.
Just shit?
The shit gum.
Yeah.
It's not bad for you. It doesn't do anything bad. It just smells, tastes, and feels like having a piece of shit in your mouth.
It's so nice.
Eat it.
But it's made with clean ingredients.
Like
as long as you eat clean.
It does not have shit in it. No, it doesn't have shit in it. It's
xanthan.
Like a soy-based xanthan gum.
Buckwheat.
Buckwheat kind of deal.
What about the Greek Grecian gum? I forget what mastic?
Mastic gum?
Yeah, have you ever do that?
I think, well, I'm worried that it'll pull your fillings out.
You know?
Will it do that? I don't know, will it do that? That's a ChatGPT question, but it definitely gets your jaw stronger.
Mm. It just, I just figured I'd throw that out because it was so good just for digestion. Like after you eat a big meal, you chew this and whatever's in it kind of helps and the saliva and it's kind of,
probably good.
I found it fantastic for digestion and for breath afterwards. It was the absolute best, but fillings.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you could just get veneers and then chew.
You could get big mask veneers.
Just get wood, all wood teeth.
All wood.
It's pressure treated.
George Washington.
It's nice stain.
They expect us to believe that. Yeah, it's Minwax.
You got like natural chestnut teeth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to believe.
Yeah, that's George for you.
Didn't they? Well, Shane Gillis talks about he went to the George Washington Museum and they have his teeth in the end of the museum.
Really?
Isn't it fake? Isn't that like a Smithsonian thing?
I don't know.
I just don't.
607 Unk is dead on par with Chuck right now.
Yeah? Who's that?
The one who talked like this.
Is he fucked up?
I don't think so.
Is he in the same boat as what I've arrived in?
What?
I heard he was doing a bit.
If he's doing a bit, he's doing Charles's bit. Because he's saying,
someone's doing me again.
He's saying Smithsonian dinosaur bones.
Yeah.
He's saying, it's like,
if that's a bit, that's a pretty advanced bit.
It is a bit, right.
Yeah.
He wrote, down, down, baby, low string in a Range Rover, sweet, sweeper, baby, out, there you go,
see me, see me. Good.
He wrote
six or seven, Unk wrote that?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, and then he said he sacrificed his son to a record deal where he was.
Doesn't that sound fun?
But
you be paying them.
I mean, I don't think you understand.
They made me drink semen to get them cars.
If I give you money, I gotta fuck you first.
My fuck out that money or literally fuck them.
Whichever way you want to put it.
How many R's you get? You be.
It's his speak pattern is insane. But he was talking about fake dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Fake space. Like, and I'm talking about using.
Maybe he was at some of the shows.
He was probably at the shows.
Yeah.
He was at the St. Louis show because he's from St. Louis.
There it is.
He was like, whoa, why are you talking like me? I'm going to start talking like him, fam. Stop playing with me.
It sounds like he's talking in between like some sort of anesthetic or something, or like getting hit in the gut. You know what I mean? It's like catching his breath.
It's really funny though. I think it's entertaining. I don't have like a problem with it. I think it's like good.
That's nice.
Just telling like hood, like rap podcasts that the dinosaurs are fake and shit.
I think they like that stuff because they're tired of regular reality. Like the blacks love when I bust out crazy shit that doesn't make any sense. I remember on so many occasions when we're breaking out the incense and they're doing the hookahs and stuff. It was classic.
Well, I thought I always got my first hit of Illuminati in my life was from like a Liberian black kid that was like, yo, shh, stop saying it. Like, shh. He would say shh a lot. Like, shh, what are you, crazy? Like, he was that paranoid of the Illuminati. He treated us all
what?
Like,
he was right.
No, shh. Yeah, yeah.
He like this, like, you can't be saying what you've been saying if you know what we're saying.
Literally. He's like, are you crazy saying like that? I'm like, what? You told me. He's like, you can't say that. They got bugs in the phone.
You get a call from on the phone. It says, look out your windows. There's a Fed across the street in a car with a voodoo doll. He's fucking your ass with a fucking stick.
You look out the window. It's just like from like 60 feet away. He's holding up an exact replica voodoo doll of you.
They don't even bother knocking anymore.
They're just like heavy threats from 100 feet away.
They just wait full time until you see them.
You're at like Whole Foods, like getting like hot bar. You look up. It's like you look up. They're like 60 feet away with like a voodoo doll of you. They duck behind a shelf. What was that? And they're like, there's nothing. Then they're behind you checking out. That'd be the new the new CIA menacing.
So
that's fun.
So
as you come back down to Earth,
I think he's doing a little bit of a bit. But if he wasn't, that'd be crazy.
What's he drinking out of? He was talking about selling his booty.
Sad. No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Not selling
what
his booty.
What are you scanning the universe for?
Oh, he didn't.
oh, ain't no universe.
Ain't no universe.
No, I'm gonna tell you how I know, right? Because they told you universe, and they told you that they figured it out with numbers, right? They just told you. They said they figured out the universe using numbers.
Yes.
But how? How can you figure out a creation with a creation from a creation? It don't make sense. They can stop now. So everybody trying to figure out the
That's
universe
a good
with
point.
Numbers, they might as well stop.
Because you're trying to figure something with numbers, but you have to go older than numbers. It's kind of good.
Damn.
That's like C.S. Lewis, like the deep magic, the old magic when the queen was threatening him. And he said something like, yeah, I was there, you know, before you were born or something to the effect. And then he said, oh, I don't want to paraphrase.
Don't spoil it for us.
I don't want to put words into Aslan's mouth. The ones that I was going to say weren't really apt.
Mm. Mm. What's Aslan?
He's the lion figure from the Narnia Chronicles.
Ah.
Yeah, the books were better than you think.
What's the A word for the god, for the demon god?
It could be Azazel. It could be, there's Asmodeus. There's a bunch of A ones.
Azazel?
Yeah, there's that.
There's video footage of
Astaroth.
Don't say it.
What, are you crazy saying that?
Cheers.
Somebody has,
he comes in, he's like, hey, let me in there.
Yeah, the Chatterer comes in.
He's got like 40 layers of teeth.
Oh, fuck, no!
He's like, he uses like door knocking to get into doors.
I didn't open no box.
He's like, open up. You hear him in the hallway. He's got a car.
He's got chains sitting in the door.
He's like, oh, fuck it. I'll come back. I'll wait till they're done the podcast. He's in his car. He's in a Corolla.
His sneakers make noise. Sounds like a basketball
he's
court.
He's got to piss first.
They squeak with every step, no matter what the fuck he's walking
basketball
on.
Court sneakers and leather jacket crinkling.
He's got a phone. He's got an iPhone. It's ringing.
Man, that's
but there's footage of Dolly Parton. She's a devil worshipping freak.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, you know, I guess if you apply it to one, you have to apply it to all of them. It's just that's just the way it is.
What did Dolly Parton do?
She said, praise to be to it's when they do the praise. Dolly Parton worships devil. Fucking goofy bitch. Anytime people like love her, anytime anyone's like loved on like you know, there's no
makes you ill.
It does.
I think Dolly Parton might make you ill because it seems like a little bit of a test tube kind of experiment.
A freak?
Yeah, it looks very, very weird. It just looks like a test tube freak. She's good on the guitar.
Oh, really?
Really, really good on the guitar. Like John Mayer.
It's like one of those ones where you know, like, you'd get, like, anybody who you would get auto-skeered forever saying anything against is always, like, where am I, like, bro, like Tom Hanks shit. You know?
Yeah.
She's got, like, that Tom Hanks level, like, where people don't.
They're too revered by the normies, and they'll shot you down no matter where you are.
It's that kind of shit, yeah.
Dolly Parton, just big, just those huge tits on her gravestone. That's what she's known for. Here lies tits.
Her gravestone sculpted. Tits sculpted.
Yeah.
What devil worshiping thing did she do? What did she do?
She called Lucifer. She was with Jennifer Aniston and someone, and she was drinking champagne, and she said something like praise God. It just seemed too. You can. It's around. It's right. It's in that interview right there. Reveals something like it's in that interview.
Rings a bell, actually, yeah. A little bit.
No, not that one. The other one where they're sitting side by side.
Computer, read summary of the website.
It's in that. This one? It's in that. At the end of that interview, she says it.
Okay.
She says, whatever. I'm tits, okay. My body.
But she basically just, I don't know.
Well, I mean, just look at her. Says it all.
It's like that shit. It's just like the cringy, like Lady Gaga, like shit.
Ugh.
She's always doing like
they're starting to come out a little bit like talking like that.
Yeah,
they're getting ballsy as the older people die off. They get ballsier.
Hmm. Like I'm gonna be the new, you know, Lady Gaga's. Her costuming is second to none. It's just out in the wrong direction.
Got good ones.
It's just crazy how good they are.
Mm.
Like they're all like devil shit, but like the quality of the costuming is so high.
Mm.
It's like fuck. It's so goofy, but it's like man, she really hit the like
Grace Jones grade.
Yeah, like it's like. Damn. I saw her one with like...
Let's see, a cigarette?
There were things coming out of her sleeves where I was like, damn, that's a pretty good attention to detail. She's like hobbling around her, like stage direction. Like she's whatever she did, she hired like the top stage coordinators just unfortunately.
She's more into the fans.
She's got the Resident Evil character artists doing her. Oops.
Get them.
Doing her stuff.
She's like, get them. I mean, it's amazing. You throw your best friend off a building and then you steal her shit.
Is that like A Star Is Born? Is that the story?
Yeah, well, she...
It's like that?
Her story is she supposedly stole her best friend's stick.
I remember that. Yeah. But did she throw her off a building? Is that the thing?
Her friend jumped off a building.
Oh, jumped off. Okay, it was like that. Oh, she must have had spring shoes on.
Mm.
And then
spring shoes.
And then they do a lot of callbacks in Hollywood. Then she does A Star Is Born. Like they're always doing callbacks to the stuff they did and all that. That's just what they do. They're obsessed.
What's A Star Is Born? Is that the movie? The autobiographical?
Yeah, isn't it? Well, I mean, it's something from the 20s or 30s, so it's another one. But isn't it about someone whose friend dies and then someone takes up the okay, now it looks like I might be making things up.
No, I think, I thought it was he tried to kill himself and he fails at it.
This the 1954 film?
No.
I might be erroneous.
The original 1937 film?
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I was talking about that one.
Yeah, I guess I should know a little bit about the movie. I might have things mixed up, so
I think
cares?
Bradley Cooper plays a guy who, I think he attempts to kill himself. I could be way off, too. I don't know.
Bradley Cooper. Oh, I don't even want to think about that
limitless.
Guy.
Limitless.
He's limitless.
He's limitless.
I had no... It hit me like a ton of bricks. First of all, his performance. You've all seen him do Leonard Bernstein.
No, is it good? Is it the best?
It's the best. Plus, I was floored. I already had to get peeled off the floor after I saw that performance. He directed the fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, excuse me, Mr. Newman, I have a question about how do you get into character before the scenes? Whatever. He was like on behind the studio. Yeah, it was Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Sean, I mean, some of those are kind of good. Like, Sean Penn's good. You don't get actors like that anymore. I'm just saying.
Who is Leonard Bernstein?
He's, the conductor.
The conductor.
And he scored up probably West Side Story in the 50s and a bunch of other things, but. Bradley Cooper did an impression of him.
Maestro 2023. Maestro 2023.
He was doing an impression of Bernstein. I thought was very much. There were no limitations.
I think 607 Unk should have did it. He should have did Leonard Bernstein.
I'd be Leonard Bernstein.
So whoa. It does.
Wow.
Whoa.
Still singing me. Not as strongly as it used to.
We got to see him conducting. We'll probably go to sleep here and probably gonna be talking about the you know what.
Like, gaga.
I think this is the conducting scene.
We might have to go to the Pirate Bay and
dead.
We are gonna have to go to the Pirate Bay. We should have to. They should do a movie like this that's about Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. Because this is why the movie is so good is because it's like mythology.
I really like it.
That's why.
This
like they wouldn't the thing about the movie is they pulled out all the stops and this actor gave it his all and it's like it's a grand production, right?
Really?
It's like authentic, true, down to the bone.
It's almost codifying.
Maestro, it's part of the code, it's codified now. Yay. It's in the canon, okay?
It's canonizing.
And they wouldn't do this. You wouldn't get this with any other type of film. Except for Jewish mythology, like worshiping our best figures.
So no, you'll get it for John Madden.
They should. Oh, really? Oh.
No. It's like they'll do it for the ones that like you'll get it for the hot dog guy.
Yeah, yeah.
They need Russell Crowe playing John Madden in a biopic.
Yeah, we'll get it for the guy who invented monster trucks.
Is there a Micro Machines guy?
Is there a movie about Julius and Ethel Rosenberg? Can you look that up?
There probably is some made-for-TV stuff. Did they get gassed or did they give them the injection? Did they hang them by the...
I feel like we're going to look it up and it's going to say they got pardoned.
No, I think... No, they were both executed.
Did
allegedly.
They give it to them?
There's a TV movie, Judgment, The Trial of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg.
I bet it's going to shine them in a certain light.
What were they best known for?
I guess passing secrets to the Soviets?
They gave the, they helped...
Bolsheviks, rather.
They helped the Soviets develop nuclear weapons.
Oh. Why?
Because they were, it's because of their ethnicity.
They're bored.
They were so happy that their state was finally sanctioned by the world. They were that happy, they said, I think the Bolsheviks should have nukes.
Yeah. Big allegedly. Firework for a party.
Yeah.
And I think they gassed them. Or they might have done a lethal injection, or they might have taken their heads off. But I'm pretty sure these two get executed, and I think all the newspapers were crying about it and saying they were innocent. And then the Venona papers came out and vindicated, right? Yeah, I believe the Venona papers, when they came out, it confirmed that they were.
Well, people are still crying about it today.
They're suckers.
Top secret U.S. Well, go back to the summary. Decipher Soviet intelligence. Oh, baby.
Yeah, it's over. No, no. Okay.
What a crazy.
It's sad.
Crazy just, shit, man.
Yeah, I guess it's just theater. I mean, I don't know.
It's the info war that we're currently living through. Nonstop info war.
Giving secrets to the Russians.
Nonstop
info war, but it's games too. Yep. It's the little games.
The games like, that you don't know are games?
Like Kerplunk?
Well, like making the next variant of COVID called Omicron, and it's and you rearrange the letters, and it's moronic.
Yeah,
just the little games like that.
They should make one that says that rearrange letters and says fun time
or swastika,
Aquastock. Uh-huh.
Yeah, for people that say that games are for kids, they sure obsess about these games since before history, recorded history.
It's almost all they seem to care about.
Obsessing with chessboards. They love games more than God. They're the most OG gamers, all the mystery religion people. Mm. Cain or whatever. He's the first chess player. What does it mean? Mm. And, well, whatever.
Cain made up chess?
No, I just associate Eden and Cain and Nod and all that with the chessboard. But what are you supposed to say about that?
And Nimrod?
Yeah, Nimrod, probably Cain.
All the old heads.
Yeah. All old heads. Nimrod, all them heads.
The first unks.
It's probably Nimrod. They're probably the same unks. Person.
Yeah, like he knows the Clintons. Hillary Clinton had known it. What's Hillary Clinton's association with Nimrod?
Oh, she was looking for the tomb of Gilgamesh, who I guess is also Nimrod.
That was one of her side quests?
And I believe that was in Iraq, and that's why the war was started. Don't people speculate that? Sounds truer than weapons of ass destruction. Fucking Dick Cheney? Are you
What's
kidding
he up to
me?
These
he's still babble. Alive?
Is Dick Cheney still alive?
Well, you know what it is. It's the oil.
He's alive. Yeah. He's 84.
It's yummy oil.
Remember how entertaining his cabinet was? Donald Rumsfeld. Who was the
These guys kick ass.
Yeah, like the old guards were funny as hell.
This guy was so funny, he shot his hunting buddy.
He shot his hunting buddy, and then the guy apologized for getting shot.
His boy used the last of the ketchup at the cabin or something, too. He was like, you fucking son of a bitch. He tried his hat on or something.
I just don't... What does that mean? Is that... I think Cain died in a hunting accident.
Who? Cain?
Cain died in a hunting accident.
Biblical Cain?
Yeah, the biblical Cain.
Okay.
Can you believe
that? What was the accident?
Well, I think he was cursed with a mark or horns or something where he kind of resembled a little bit of a beast. This was after he had founded all of these cities and then was roaming around. And one of his sons, put an arrow into him or something.
No shit.
Yeah, I forget which one.
He was wrestling around in a bush and making deer noises?
Yeah, his deer piss spraying everywhere and he's going to smell it. He's going to think I'm a deer. He's counting down the seconds till he dies.
Isn't there like a Jackass where guys do that? They take like a deer head and they like hold it in the woods.
Oh,
and they're like, no,
God.
Don't shoot. Like holding a deer head.
Oh,
and shit.
My God.
That's Cain. That's Cain.
Yeah, he's playing jokes.
Hey, what's up? My name is Cain. Welcome. Today we're doing Deer in the Woods.
Seems you're interested in the imagery of someone holding a deer head in the woods.
Yeah. I don't understand any of it.
Sure I am.
And no games still? Haven't played any games? Still waiting for GTA?
No.
Oh, no, we're going to start. It's game time.
That Fallout Doom
mod's
we should
coming
play,
out?
We should play that.
There's a Fallout
looks
Doom
good.
Mod. It looks crazy.
I'm just going to play it because I want to see it again. It's on IGN, but it's a fan mod.
Do fan mods ever get paid?
Ladies and gentlemen, not really.
Not usually. No.
Sometimes it'll get them jobs though.
Oh.
They should make it 25 minutes.
Like the guy who made Portal, it was a mod, and then Steam Valve hired them.
But that's that's very uncommon.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
I'd climb the highest. Mountain.
Whoa.
If I knew that when I climbed that
games have looked so bad for so long, people pine for the retro now.
Yeah.
See, it's not busy. Nothing is sickening. Nothing is scattered everywhere here, too. It's nice and clear.
If I knew when I
this is the gameplay?
This looks is in this engine.
In
yeah.
engine here, I think.
I hope it's.
Whoa.
Or maybe it wasn't. Is this. I guess it must have been.
I want to play this.
It really has a good look.
Zombies have guns?
They do now.
In Fallout, these are ghouls.
Ah. Cool gun.
So they're like irradiated people.
Just there's been a lot of bad influence over the most recent years of really highly stylized first-person shooters. And there's a lot of, I don't know what to call it. like a cool, so not in necessarily in this, but sometimes there's like a cool tone that's off-putting.
In what?
In other games that are like highly stylized first-person shooters. Like,
when you say highly stylized, you mean retro style?
I mean, I guess they usually do always have retro filters and such. Like,
Far Cry?
Let's say Golden Sun. More than that. Or is it Golden Sun or Golden Light or Forgive Me, Father? Like, those two. There was a lot of elements introduced after there was a huge wave of that style of games that I don't know what it's going to look like.
Do videos, Chris?
Yeah, like, just like a kind of like medium mashing, like
maybe this isn't the best. Yeah, no, just like things splashing, splattering, looking cool, looking comic book. Like there's there's a lot of elements that are kind of like you're like,
find that
the muzzle flash is like
this type of shit.
Yeah,
the anime stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of bad stuff.
It's from Borderlands.
That's where it stems from. But
cell shading type stuff. They started to do that with, I think the first game that I was aware of that did that was Automotolista. Do you ever remember that one?
No.
It was a race car game that was all cell shaded.
Oh, yo.
This right here. But this is like the combo.
Headshot.
It's people trying to bring in comic book aesthetics and sort of cartoon aesthetics. And
it sure isn't no Comic Zone.
It is not.
They do that with the Miles Morales game. They did that with the frame rate. The frame rate on that Spider-Man game, it's like 15 frames per second to look like comic booky. It's really jarring.
That's interesting because I want to do that.
This is what
I want to do, mixed frame rates.
Miles Morales.
I like 4 is my target frame rate.
I think it's this game.
Whoa.
Smooth 15.
No, it's not this.
I always wanted to play that Spider-Man game where they do that. That action looks super fun.
That's not the one you want. There's another one. Like, really? The first one. Yeah. And there's even one from like 04 that is.
Is it Into the Spider-Verse?
Into the Spider-Verse sounds like something they would do a gay.
Yeah, look at, you see it? With.
He looks into a mirror. He's gay.
You see his movement?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I want to do that.
I mean, it probably would look better on a different character.
It almost gives it a sprite-like quality when there's,
I want certain enemies and like effects, like explosions and stuff, to be like that. I think they do that in like Japanese games. They'll hold the frame on the action.
Yeah,
like when you make an impact, it'll hold for 2 to 3 frames before releasing. But definitely messing with frame rate, something that we got to think about.
But
not in a way that makes you sick, but like anything, you can. There's a way to do it good and a way to make it so it's fucking makes you sick to look at.
First game to make somebody puke.
But what game are you? What are you going to fire up first here in terms of like what we're playing?
Oh, in general,
Mario's been saying to do Vampire Bloodlines: The Masquerade or Vampire: The Masquerade Bloodlines or whatever the fuck that game's called.
That was pretty interesting.
Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines.
It's something relatively compared to Deus Ex.
Yeah, I think we got to try that, Chris Topher.
Can we watch it?
Yeah, let's watch a video of it.
2004 is released on PC.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
This might have even come out, this might have been the first Half-Life 2 engine game to come out even before Half-Life 2. So there's something crazy about this.
I played 20 minutes of it, and it's really fantastic, but the combat was so difficult with, like, modern mouse. Like, I couldn't get my mouse to fucking work right. It's one of these games that's, like, kind of glitchy, so you have to patch it and shit.
Interesting.
But it's just, like, really, the writing is... You can tell when characters are talking to you that somebody really cared about what was being written and what was said. It's not like junk.
Is it like third person or first?
I think the combat is third. It was like forcing me into third person.
No, it should be both.
I don't know.
Maybe melee is third and only.
It was like fucked up on my computer for some reason.
I think melee always feels better third person. Maybe not always. trying to think of the games that were melee felt good for.
Working person. At a fucking warehouse.
<It's> like, Amazon.
Oh yeah. Shooting someone in the fucking head. And they're hitting you with a bat.
Yeah, that is
it's like a police activity yeah. video. Kill him.
He's standing back there? Oh, I like the death.
That was his twin brother.
That it's noise was great.
It's a good audio.
Shoot this guy.
What's up, buddy?
How he's looking at you? Hello.
It's a dude from Speed 2.
Sound like Spike Spiegel.
Look at how he's looking.
He's skeptical.
That's it, kid. That's awesome.
Just like that, and it's all over. This is a Half-Life mod?
Slinks back to their it's not a mod. It's it might use the Source engine.
Until the next night when the Camarilla finds some way to strike back. Parry, dodge, spin, and all that, and so on and so
even
on.
That, even that quality of voice acting has been extinct for decades.
It's supposed to be the WNBA players doing that instead.
The Camarilla, the Sabat.
Hi, everybody! That's what you sound like now, like a fucking fairy princess.
Which is something funny about that, too. Like, if mm-hmm. a level 4 or 6, you pulled one of those jokes mm-hmm. out, like, hi, I'm the meanest and nastiest in all the land.
That's really funny.
I'll be right back. I have to go change my pussy.
They did that kind of in the fucking, the Rick and Morty dudes game.
Oh, the, fuck. We should look that up, too.
Yeah, that honestly, there's some kind
that,
of funny
that game
bits.
Has details in it that are it's funny. like unplayable, but it's definitely
is,
worth
it's a
looking
game?
At. Yeah. The Rick and Morty game.
What kind of a game is it?
It's just slop, but it's got a lot of, like,
it's like the Beavis and Butthead game.
Not terrible good. Writing and jokes packed in it.
I've never seen Rick and Morty once.
Yep.
What's the other one? Like? They're not this. There's like another.
I hate the style. The look of the animation and the drawings is so ugly to me. It reminds me of everything I hate. Like, I hate that shit.
But I'd rather look at gore.
Like, aesthetically, it's like looking at like, it reminds me of like, it's like Star Wars times 5. And it's like 1 inch from your
it's
face.
It's just
with
Ewoks bed. And Jar Jars.
It's like, get away from me with that crap.
High on Life.
High on Life, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
this the guy that he got thrown out of his own thing, and then they're like, "Oh, it didn't even happen." That he's still out. Thanks, that's great.
Hold a couple of Keeblers, and you know what? Fuck you. Whoa, wait, tough guy. Hey, look, walk away if you want. This is a fucking Mac and Cheese Brothers construction site. We ain't done here, but you gotta be careful. Whoa! You just killed my fucking brother, Joey Mac and Cheese. How dare you? Hey, what the frig? Hey! Tough guy killing construction workers. You're a sick character. That's all I can say.
Kind of has some good some charm to it.
Yeah. Tornado just blew through the Mac and Cheese Brothers site. Oh, look at you fucking alien. Well, great. You killed all the weird construction guys.
If every encounter is like that.
Now, like we were before we killed them. Hey, sorry. Us Mac and Cheese Brothers, you know, we can be a little hot-headed. You know, it's fine if you kill any of them, you know? We're all really loud and annoying, so I get it. You know, our family has a lot of brothers, so, yeah, you know, it's no real big loss. It's fine.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm Jackie Mac and Cheese. Let me let you
holy moly.
Secret. This bridge ain't never getting fixed. You know, if we fix it, we're out of a job. So, you know, we're taking our sweet time, you know?
Join the G3, but I'm gonna miss my wife and 6 kids.
Oh yeah, I had mine killed before I left, so I wouldn't feel bad.
Wow, that's so smart. I'll do that too. I'm gonna kill my wife and kids so I don't miss them. He's really into torture.
Like, sexually?
Does it matter?
Yes, to me it needs to be sexual.
Why are you telling me this? I barely know you.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, just sort of spilled out. Well, now you know. Do with it what you will.
I'm not doing anything with it.
Wow.
Guys at the party last night?
There's another... Mark. Wait. Hello.
You just paused the game. This doesn't help at all. Are you an idiot?
Is that Rick? Or is the gun
that's
Rick?
The guy. Well, it's the guy. It's the guy.
Is this the one where he talks to the kid? Oh, yeah, this.
The game has an interesting look to it, too. It's
there. I don't know if it's this one, but there's like, they're like, you're not going to kill a kid, are you?
We got here fresh meat. Hey there, fresh meat. Welcome to the slums, fresh meat.
Oh boy, here we go. Fucking kid.
What's wrong, fresh meat? You scared of a little kid? Yeah, I'm a little kid. Look at me. Look at me. You're scared of me? Oh, I'm scary. Not. But maybe I am.
Look at me, I'm scary.
No, we just want to get past.
Come on, let's see what you got, fresh meat. If you can't handle me, how are you going to deal with nine
pushing in a game's kind of funny.
Don't that let is him funny. Get to you.
I think every door should require you kill a child just to open it.
It's just a kid. Don't shoot him. Oh, I am not shooting a kid.
You shot me, I'm dead.
All right there. Are you happy now? Well, I didn't think we'd be
allowed to
kill him.
You shot me, I'm dead.
Do you remember the scene in one of the newer, not the newest, but the newer Modern Warfares where you have to go into like houses in the United States and some guy pulls a gun and you're required to shoot, mow down a civilian?
Oh.
Or you can't progress through the game.
Yeah. Really? Can you show that?
It's really awesome, yeah. I really liked
Modern
it.
Modern Warfare, the newest one?
Yeah, like Modern Warfare.
Oh, no.
It's definitely findable. Like, I don't know.
Kill civilian?
Something like that,
Butcher family?
No, there's just one guy. Like, I don't know how to word that.
Kill civilian?
It's not the airport one.
Is it what?
It's not the airport one.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I guess not that one, but whatever.
To killing
civilians. Yeah, yeah, he's in a special force, so there's he has license
forces,
to kill.
Special forces!
This is what happens in your... This is my house right here.
Fuck you! Drop your weapon.
Fuck you! Get out of my house! No.
Oh, you gotta de-escalate it?
Motherfuckers! You want some too?
Drop your weapon.
Press E to de-escalate.
Get out of my house!
Special forces.
You can get by without killing him? I don't think you can.
No.
It's a, Manfrotto effect. They memory wiped you. Ah, shit, that guy's dead now.
I thought that was a toilet flushing and crashing into the floor.
It says like de-escalate by our family.
It's Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
No.
Fuck you. You don't know what I went through.
No, but he pulls out a gun. Like, you have to. Like, I know it. I not. And also, I could be wrong.
It's the Mansfield effect.
I mean, do you know the airport thing, right?
Yeah, pretty
right?
Disturbing.
Does Nick know it?
I don't know if Nick's ever been introduced to this one.
What is it? Something fun?
Yeah, you'll really like this. It's really cute. I'd say it was cute.
I was forced to do this in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Nutballs.
Remember, no Russian.
We call our nuts balls in this country.
So you're a U.S. soldier that's embedded with these terrorists.
Imagine this. This is the game you're playing? I always want to make a scene like this in a game.
Kind of looks like our opening credits.
It
looks like episode 6 opening credits. Kind of the same theory.
Episode 6.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's out.
And you can watch it right here.
What are the vibes? You getting any feedback from people?
Just people being nice about it. They like it. Enjoy it.
They enjoy it.
Yeah. A lot of
it's getting better every time.
Some comedians hitting me up saying they watched it. Some like a lot of people watching episodes, enjoying it. A lot of other countries. A lot of dudes from other countries, like dudes in Sweden.
That's a fucked up thumbnail right there.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We gotta take more pictures because we keep recycling the same like seven images. But right. Which is kind of funny is we're getting creative with it.
Just use AI. Just AI them.
AI, just different clothes, different emotions.
AI this picture to make it look like it's from a slightly different angle.
Could probably do that.
With a slightly different facial expression.
Yeah. Could probably do that.
Yeah. That's fucking horrifying.
It's clickable though.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah. The good news is you can click it.
Yeah. Click it to make it go away.
Yeah. And then we got 7 hours. Yep.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, that's exciting.
What are the games? Is it still the same?
Oh, the games on the site?
Yeah. Jaihu Jump is new. Yeah. Okay. We'll figure that out.
We're going to Iceland.
Oh, yeah. Are we?
It's only five. It's the same flight time as LA.
Where are we going next? What's
Iceland.
The next big move? Iceland. They got comedy clubs there.
Big ones.
Yeah, big ones.
Super stiff.
It's like the Super Bowl of comedy
Free
in Iceland.
Heat.
It's like Austin, Texas, and then Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same.
It is crazy. I never thought of it like that, though. There's only it's the same distance as LA on a flight.
Mm.
And but in Iceland, you're in another planet. But in LA, you're in another fucking planet, too.
It's true. Different planet.
Gay planet.
Yeah, the gay planet.
Mm.
Stinky gay planet.
Stinky old gay guys.
Did you see the Nelk Boys with Netanyahu?
I did.
Was it good?
I did indeed.
I saw a clip.
I didn't watch. I assume it was just to platform Netanyahu.
The Milk Boys?
And then I saw them talking to Fuentes after.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
It's just like Fuentes right after Netanyahu is kind of wild.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're just going to do this now?
Yeah. I think that's what it's turned, like, just what discourse is turning into. It's like, just kind of like, all get it all in there.
It's like the Super Bowl is just going to be filled with a dick-sucking contest at halftime.
Yeah.
Like, we're out in the stands. I got 50,000 in cash. First one to make the stranger wins the 50,000. Step right up. What's your name? Hi, my name's Deborah. What's going on? I'm Deborah. And what's your name, sir? She's going to be, you don't know who you're going to be blowing. These are randoms. All right. What's your name, sir? Like, hey, what's my name's Rick. All right. Rick and Deborah are going to be chasing the 50,000 in a blow contest here in the parking lot of the Super Bowl. All right. 3, 2, 1, go. And they just suck until it comes.
It'd be good if they were in the middle of the field, just in a regular wrestling ring in a football stadium.
And it's just like behind a wall. It's like a glory hole wall thing.
But it's a bear just on the lawn, like a stage.
It's on the lawn, but just ropes. We're just there. We're like sensationalized enough to where it's like we're gonna run out of steam soon. Because like, what do you do when creative chaos?
Public executions would be nice.
Well, I think it's just that people to get a message out, you got to use podcasters now. That's probably what it is. I mean, they had Tucker interviewed did Tucker interview the president of Iran? I think that's just what it is. They're just, and it's gonna look very weird. It's like, who did the interview with the weird set? Was that Kamala? Kamala did some podcast with some bitches, and they rebuilt their podcast studio in her hotel room.
Kiss me, suck the slut one.
Probably, yeah.
It was the slut one, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Call me daddy.
Call me daddy. Yeah.
Literally. But are the boomers still alive? How many boomers are still alive?
The youth will never watch news, so it has to be podcast.
Yeah, they're gonna have to transition over to this type of stuff. Now this is why it's weird, is because it's like legacy media people trying to appeal to like more demographic via media that they don't understand.
Wow.
She had a good question, or rather a statement. She said something good, something like, I remember all the guys that have been inside of me. I was like, nice. Wow, that's interesting.
It's pretty classic.
Yeah, that's it. I thought it was it was a touch of class to the occasion. Yeah.
You're talking to a presidential candidate, talking about fucking guys.
Yeah, there's guys inside of her.
But I saw the clip of Netanyahu selling the Israeli stock market. Did you see that one?
No.
That was the wildest, like... It was kind of weird. It was like weird to watch that guy.
Can we try to find that, Chris?
Look up stock market.
Stock market?
Stock market Nelk Boys. And you got to see like unhinged, like his dialogue was. Like it was like him like excited about it. And it was like, what?
These people are weird.
It felt strange. Out of all of it, that was the weirdest part. Because it's like, you need bread and you're bragging? The White House sent them a text message that said, we can get Netanyahu for you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You like that?
Well, they had, they sent J.D. Vance over to Tim Dillon to have dinner. Did you see that?
Recently? Again?
Right. When was the last time that they did it?
I thought he already met him. I thought he did it. Was that recently?
Recently, yeah. Tim Dillon's talking about having dinner with J.D. Vance.
Whoa.
Do you think he was dressed like the meme? What are those glasses?
Carrera?
Louis Vuittons. They're Louis Vuitton. He's got them in every color.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. White nationalist comedian.
9/11 truther.
Did he call him white nationalist comedian?
Where? No, just that's what the article is. Yeah. It's kind of boosting him up a little bit. It's kind of fluffing him up a little bit, honestly, if you want my honest opinion, making him look good.
They don't fucking stop, do they? Mm. Calling Tim Dillon a white nationalist is wild.
And banned from Airbnb. They should have put that in there, too.
Yeah. Wow.
I wonder if he's a Sandy Hook truther. I wish they put that in there too.
But having Fuentes on after Netanyahu was really wild.
Well, it's probably damage control. I mean, they did PR for having Netanyahu on the show. Did they ask any like hard questions? Did they talk about?
Did
they say the word genocide? I don't know. Did they?
I don't know, we can just...
All of a sudden, we see Palestinians rising. You have to see this debate.
He can speak English?
Pause this. I mean, this is even listening to... I can't even listen to 1 second of this guy. He was born
Sounds like Bernie.
He was born in New Jersey. Yeah. He was born in Garden City, New Jersey. But
Garden City, freaking Cranston.
having this guy on for an hour and an hour and 13 minutes, that's not good.
He's got a yellow ribbon on. That's nice.
That's for the victims.
For the troops.
What is that for? Is that the yellow?
It's for the victims.
Yes, the yellow.
The victims of the yellow war?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Live strong.
I wish. Yeah. He has a Livestrong bracelet on.
He's a big cyclist and he likes, what's his face?
He likes shots or whatever he was on. The drugs.
Lance Armstrong.
Blood doping.
He's fucking Shania Twain. He's like, that don't impress me. Oh, hey, what's up, guys? What you got to find the part about the stock market.
It's
like opportunity, and you got to see it. It's fucking straight up.
Oh.
Who's that sound?
Netanyahu. But like basically it comes off, he's like, where you guys got your money? And they're like, we got, and they're like, you got to see the fucking stock market. It's fucking, this is what the line looks like in the charts. Straight up. Yeah, it's fucking good shit out there. I'm telling you, that's where you got to, it's wild. Boo!
Do you remember seeing it as clipped on like a
Lord Zed? Yeah, I saw it clipped on here.
Stock market.
Oh well, they probably scrubbed it right away because it looked
cursed,
like shit.
Cursed landscape of media. I like the pictures of Hillary Clinton.
Oh, he's like us.
Sarah and I would come. We didn't even have a McDonald's or a Burger King.
No, I had no idea he was a smoker.
On an occasional visit to New York. You know what the first thing we did?
Yeah, we'd go right to McDonald's.
McDonald's. And to be honest, Burger King. I like Burger King more.
What's your go-to at McDonald's?
I said Burger King.
The double,
Whopper?
The double.
I haven't ripped Burger King in a long time. Burger King kind of sucks.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong.
The BK Lounge can hit.
I disagree completely.
You like Burger King over McDonald's?
That's your worst take, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a great...
That's your worst take?
Is this a puff piece?
We'd go for the lot. You know, the shakes, the French fries, the burgers. I mean, this is like...
Is this a fucking Burger King podcast? What is this?
Never mind. Okay.
No, it's bad for
you. But we stopped gorging on this. And we sort of...
It's bad for you, yeah.
...moved away from it. So I remember that. But President Trump apparently...
So me and Ben talk about...
...still likes this stuff.
So what all he eats. We rode on his plane before the election because we were doing the same thing with him.
McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's. Yeah.
It was McDonald's. Lunch, Chick-fil-A.
You ever tried Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A is good, actually.
It's good, right?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is
the Chick-fil-A
good.
Sauce.
Not even like the pussy, not even the inside girls would be asking Puff questions like this.
That's the wildest shit ever, huh? That's like the wildest shit since the election.
I mean, they might as well have been playing like a fucking video game together.
Should have played footsie and rubbed their tootsies together.
Their feet should have been interlocked.
Yeah, yeah.
They should be playing Madden.
Yeah, they're like they're playing like footsie. It's like they're like flirting. They're like this. Come on.
You're not gay.
It's like literal like straight guys flirting as gay men, and it's not. There's no, like they're not even trying to hide. They're like this. Come on. You want to kiss me later?
The table's clear.
Oh, this is fucking crazy to me too, dude. This is weird, dude.
No, it's crazy to me too.
Look,
dude,
look, I'm not gay, but
suck him off, dude. You suck him, I'll kiss him. Oh, I like this. This is so crazy. Ah, oh, this is so crazy to me. Dude, don't make it like, come on, get him hard first.
You smell good.
Oh man, you actually smell better than I thought. Bro, take your shirt. He's taking his shirt off, he's kissing his chest.
Oh, it's just Burger King onions.
Undoing his tie, a guy's laying on a thing. He's like undoing his bun, buttoning his shirt. He's kissing his chest.
That in the sex scenes in the 90s and maybe in the 80s, there was a lot of like belly kissing in sex scenes in the 90s.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was funny as fucking hell.
They're doing that.
Oh, like this.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, dude, this, they're saying like legit. Oh man, there's people in the room. You guys want to get out? Give us some privacy. Can you stay rolling? Stay rolling. They're staying practical about it.
Can you look up Power Rangers bad guy?
Lord Zed.
Lord Zed.
Oh, Rangers.
What happened to the Pink Ranger?
Video or image?
Video.
What happened to Tommy the White Ranger?
Kimberly, Tommy, didn't he die?
What happened to the Blue Ranger?
No, I remember Billy. I remember some Blue Ranger lore.
Netanyahu's voice is disgusting. Man. Holy fuck.
We should do a bit where Rita Repulsa ends up in like Ohio. A
hand job parlor?
Yeah, yeah. She's just a fucking...
I will jerk you off! Badly!
She's in like a back of a semi-truck. Like,
Long nails.
Yeah, talking shit.
Hurry up! Get to Colorado Festa!
Guy's like, oh, shit. Mm. She's getting the shit kicked out of her. She has like no fighting skills. She's getting fucked up the ass by like a serial killer trucker.
She can't die, so they just beat her to death every night.
She's got like infinite power. She's like IDDQD. Like there's no, she's taking no damage points, even though she's getting the shit kicked out of her.
No damage, just pure pain.
Lord Zed and Rita Repulsa's wedding. I didn't know they got married. I didn't hear about that.
Robert Axelrod.
Oh, fucking David Axelrod.
Yeah. Classic. Those are the days. Imagine them in the studio recording this.
This is crazy.
Tears coming on their face, laughing so hard.
Thinking about what they're going to do to the Pink Ranger after she's done.
She fucks everyone in the voiceover booth after every episode's dubbed. I hope she's still alive. She was good.
Who, Rita?
No, Pink Ranger.
Kimberly?
Pink Ranger?
Yeah.
Was she a pass-around girl?
Star after, right?
She did sex?
She did after?
I think so.
Don't look this up, Chris.
I know Tom. Yeah, dude,
I mean,
dang. We're going to have the history about it.
Yeah.
Tommy the White Ranger. Didn't he shoot himself? Oh, he had a drug problem.
He had to finish it.
My friend in high school, Adam, looked just like Tommy the White Ranger, and I told him that. I said, in real life, you look like Tommy the White Ranger.
And then he shot himself in the same day. Well,
this is before you could put, but I'd print them out in the library and then hang up pictures of Tommy the White Ranger and hanging on his locker.
Did he like that or did he hate it?
He finally got it. It wasn't like a diss. It would be like saying someone looks like Sean Penn or something. Like it's not like okay. It's like, eh.
You ever research Haim Saban?
Wasn't he a toy maker or something?
He's only the biggest name in Power Rangers history.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Haim.
Oh, he's Haim.
I'm the band, Haim.
This is the guy that he brought. You better have a walk of fame. He brought the Power Rangers over.
Wow.
From Super Sentai.
Super Sentai. Served as a soldier in the Defense Forces.
Oh.
That's a pretty cool guy.
His wife's name is Cheryl.
Cheryl? Hines?
Mm-hmm. Hi, guy. Ketchup.
He resides in Beverly Hills.
Teresa.
Like the Ketchup Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
You ever meet those guys?
Is she still alive, Teresa?
She's kicking.
Wait, who's behind the Hines Dynasty?
Haim Saban.
It's us.
They misheard it over the phone, though. They said, Hines?
Hines?
Haim. But they named their company after it. And it
stuck. Fuck it, we're going to go with that.
And it stuck.
Nah, fuck it, it's ketchup. Who cares?
So they're not even going to read the label. They're just going to know that it's tomato catsup. And they'll buy it without worrying about the brand.
Do they have some fucking shady shit going on?
Mr. Haim.
They married Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Oh.
Was it Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife?
John Kerry. They married.
John Kerry. Sorry. Yeah. Yep, my bad. Interesting. And then it was the Chiquita Banana. Bananas have the fun. They got some.
She like an heiress that Chiquita gets her banana. Dress pulled up over after she's blackout. Is she one of them?
Chiquita heiress was actually Schwarzenegger's maid that he had the baby. child with.
You fuck me hard.
Yeah.
Cool, you fuck hard.
I have lot. My family has lots of bananas.
He's just so ballsy.
He just had to do it.
Empty my load. Into you, in my tick, the tick cleaning my house. Yeah.
And he used to get his Hummer detailed after every drive or something like that. I'm like, oh, wow, that's...
It's probably a good move.
Not even Mark Summers would do that. It's probably a good move.
I have worse OCD than Mark Summers. Double dare. I like making funny faces. Being a big goofy bastard.
It's so weird.
Chiquita Banana has a little bit of blood on their hands, though, don't they?
They're bad guys, man.
I can only guess.
Bad dudes.
What did they do? Were they rum runners or something?
They're just bad dudes, bro.
No, not
banana
good.
Guys?
just well, like
they're doing business in Costa Rica. I'm sure they had to knock a few heads.
Just pistol whipping teachers in the middle of class.
Payments to terrorist groups.
You tell, hey, these want more pay?
Get the fuck out of here.
Blow them up.
Just like gun barrel, like barrel butting teachers in the middle, like dragging them out.
Chiquita's payments to terrorist groups in Colombia. That's crazy.
What? It's just bananas.
In the 90s and early 2000s, Chiquita and several other corporations, including the Dole Food Company and Hyundai, made payments to paramilitary organizations. Crazy, man.
Man, I met this guy from Hyundai at a meeting, a rich guy meeting. This guy's cool. He makes cheap cars. He makes the Elantra. It's a pretty good car.
Can you imagine what all of those groups, what kind of atrocities they laid out in those places?
That's just labor.
Cutting hands off.
Isn't that just like labor enforcement? Like, where else are they going to get 10,000 people?
It is dark, though. Like the diamond mines. Like, if there's a strike, they just freak shoot everyone or they beat them.
Anyone else want to complain?
I forget. Coal or whatever. I forget which one. Sad.
Nasty world.
They should. Oh, I mean, why don't they get robots to do this shit? They get. No.
Well, the robots are too busy being police dogs.
Or dancing.
They're so good.
What the fuck is the point?
Doing flips.
Doing flips on crates.
The little robot running.
Guys, it's time to unveil Boston Dynamics Jupiter. Go ahead, Jupe. Show them what you got.
All right. I can do parkour.
You remember the video of the guy, some sort of instructor, he went crazy or something. He just started unpinning grenades and tossing them in the room, and he got like five off, and they all started blowing up. You guys ever see that?
Oh, my God.
No, really?
I mean, I guess I really wouldn't recommend you see it, but it was interesting.
What the fuck is that from?
It was kind of scary. Yeah.
Pulling pins and throwing five grenades?
Yeah, he was just like real quick. He's like this. Like rolling a grenade. Wow. And people were like too shocked they didn't stop it.
Is AI a are AI robots the new space?
That's not the Ukrainian like town hall meeting, is it?
That sounds.
It's like a yellow video. Like the walls are yellow.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
What is that? I want to see it.
Horrifying. Ooh. That's some spooky shit.
I was spooked when I saw.
You don't want to be involved in any of that stuff.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't remember if there was death involved. I don't remember.
Oh, there it is right there. Oh, my God. Oh, goodness gracious.
Like, but it was.
Is that
get
real?
Get out of the way. Yeah, dropping grenades. What are you flinching for? Get fucking behind something, you stupid fuck.
Now that.
God damn.
That spooked me.
Whoa. How many people died?
It might. Well, grenades. Idiot. Grenades aren't like the movies. So it might. It's not like everyone died with one grenade. I don't think it works like that, but. I'd never looked into it. Was like, I don't want to watch that again. But it was like one of those videos where you're like, something to prevent shock in an emergency situation. You know, they're like a lively education.
That's crazy.
The see no and move is a lesson to all.
But you're a big component that the AI, the stock price AI is the fun game to play for the next decade or so.
Yeah, they have to make wild claims to sort of keep it churning.
Prop up the company. Like, show this. This makes some company $1 billion.
Yeah, it's just the...
putting a shirt on it.
it's an overly oversized polo.
Yeah.
Make it look more human.
Yeah, they're like, what? It's just like a boat guy. It's like fucking Tommy Bahama.
He's got the Die Hard 3 sign on.
It is a really funny video, this one.
I like the size of the hands.
It looks like he's about to play golf.
Mm. He's half the size.
Friend's going after him.
Yeah, right before they cut the video, he just flips and rolls all the way down.
It's like shit. An insect chasing him.
He just eats shit. That's Tommy. That's Tommy.
Tommy Robot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but like this is going to be our lives for the next, like, this is like the asteroid with 200,000 tons of gold on it.
Well, I don't know about robotics because I haven't looked into it. I don't know how close or not close they are to any something useful, but I know that the LLM stuff it's not what people think it is in terms of like the promise.
Making a humanoid robot. Mm-hmm. Is like it doesn't make sense to, like, if you were conquering or attempting to
make quality of life or something. Like
the robot is to get manufacturing done, and it's to replace low skill, like it's to replace labor is what their role would be for for conquering people, you would just need drones. You would need drones, missiles, all that stuff.
And disease.
You would need like to.
That's even better.
All the stuff that's like tried and true. I'm not sure how effective. I'm not sure how resilient drones would be to electromagnetic EMF weapons. And one thing that they were saying is that you would need. You would need to develop some type of robot for the last push because you'd have your control signals jammed. So if there were like a whatever generation warfare you'd call this fourth generation, whatever the generation is. I don't know.
Non-linear, fifth generation.
All that whatever, shit. Yeah. I'm not a Janes subscriber.
What's Janes?
It's the manual that's like the
it's awesome.
It is kind of awesome. Did you remember seeing those around when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Look up Janes helicopter book.
It's awesome. See, the solution is to have all of these robots list landline instead of wireless.
They got it. Well, that's what they do. They did that. That's what they do in Ukraine.
This?
Have you seen that?
No.
They have the drones are on fiber optic cables. They're tethered.
It's like a football game.
Like a football game. No. Yeah, they're tethered. Yeah.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit mde.tv.